You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 330. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity with a special focus on helping artists confidently and consistently sell their creations to their ideal collectors online. Intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Enjoy and thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here with a special podcast episode. It's that time of year where one of my mentors and friends, Stu McLaren, is hosting his annual workshop, which I have to share with you. I have to invite you to it because this decision for me to join this workshop, which I found originally in 2019 through Stu's podcast, was life and business changing in every possible way. And I just want to share with you how it's been life changing in no particular order. I think first and most significantly is that it's really enabled me to give myself permission to follow a passion I have for helping you to be able to make a difference in other fellow artists' lives and business. And now as a double membership owner, because I have the Expansive Artist that supports artists growing a business online, growing a thriving business online. And I also have the Daily Painters membership, which is all about helping creatives, whether you're in business or not, and everyone is creative. And no, I will not argue that with you. Everyone is creative. There's science that proves that. For all who are wanting to create more regularly in the Daily Painters. And so I get to help people build their business. And by people, again, I mean artists. And I also get to help connect or reconnect people with their creativity, which was the original mission of Creative Thursday, which is the coolest thing because in this 20th year of being in business, I'm coming back to that, you know, in a full circle moment. And if you want to know more about either of those, you can join the wait list when we open the doors again later this year. But on its simplest level, I wouldn't be able to help people the way I do now. So if I've made a difference for you, and I know I get to help you here on the podcast as well, right? That's the intention of this podcast, which I don't get paid for this. I'm working on changing that. It would be great to have sponsors, but this is a love for me and I share a lot with you. And I know a lot of our members listen to this as well. So I do get to help you here and I get to help you at a deeper level inside and more consistently, right, inside of the memberships. And so that fulfills a huge purpose of mine, which to be honest, wasn't even something I knew when I started business was my purpose. I've definitely had a passion for helping people. And I never thought of myself as a teacher. Well, thankfully, coming across Stu and the wonderful TME community, and when I say wonderful, I'm not giving lip service to these people. I've never come across a community that is so generous, so supportive, and happens to also be filled with massive amounts of creatives. And I'll come back to that a moment, who are crushing it, creatives crushing it, like seriously crushing it. I came across him in this community, and you'll hear that message. If you've been attending the workshop so far, you'll hear him talk about how we all have something to share. If you feel the pull to share, if you don't, okay, you know, then teaching may not be your thing, which that's not the only way to have a membership, by the way. There's a variety of models for membership, and you don't even have to be the face of your membership. You could actually be an amazing collaborator and invite other people to come and lead your memberships. A lot of people run the back end of a membership. And when you go through Stu's workshop, he talks to you about all of that. But if you are feeling called to help somebody, this is just one of the most powerful ways you can do it on a consistent level. And also, as a business owner, let's just talk about the fact that it brings you mostly consistent, right? There's still members that come and go. That's just part of the membership model. It's never, I think we've had a couple months where it's been 100%, which is amazing. But people, you know, it's just a natural part of membership that people will join when you open the doors and people will leave throughout that time. But overall, you can have a pretty predictable revenue stream, which as an artist for so long, I never had it. And that can definitely lead to exhaustion. So coming back to meeting this community, meeting Stu, connecting with this community and realizing it's okay for me to start this. At the time I had actually started, right? I had taught, but I was still dealing with a lot of imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Same difference. Although imposter syndrome to me is really like that I'm not good enough to do this. Doubt is just something that happens, I find, sometimes when we're just nervous about doing something new. So there's a bit of a distinction there for me. But basically, I almost walked away from teaching so many times because I just didn't feel particularly practiced or skilled, and then wondering if my expertise was something to share. Well, all of that doubt, imposter syndrome, gone. So I get to fulfill a passion that I really stepped into and was invited to become fully in my time of working with Stu and this community and surrounding myself with creative peers who are awesome and support me in that too. And that led to my confidence is increased tenfold. And now not only do I feel confident in helping artists in business, I feel confident in helping a lot of people in business. I have so much knowledge in this time. I have just being in the room with people that are seven figure, sometimes multiple seven figure, definitely multiple six figure business owners is really, really powerful place to learn. So my overall skill set has improved, and I have increased my revenue every single year. And this past year, I broke a ceiling that I've been wanting to break for like 20 years. So that's incredible. And I now also have some of my closest friends in business who are fellow creatives, and you're going to get to meet some of them in the Shiny Squirrel Summit that's happening in just a few weeks. More on that soon. But right now we're talking about the membership experience and just turning, you know, what you know, love, and do into profit and a business that you love as well. I am surrounded, though, by this community of creatives and that are so wise, lovely, generous, supportive. I mean, I've certainly met creatives along the way who are like that too, and I adore them, but this is next level. This is next level. Because when you are succeeding and you're not in struggle mode, which unfortunately so many artists are still buying into that as the only possibility for them, and you get in rooms with people who aren't in that state anymore, the abundance increases on all levels, and they're not competing with you because they're already confident. You know what I mean? You're not a threat. You're not a threat to them. And also the community that Stu has cultivated, his ethos, because I'm always like a top-down person, right? Whoever's at the top of an organization or a community, it filters all the way through. He is just such a generous-hearted person. and is so encouraging of us all uplifting and supporting one another. It just, you can't help but be swept into that wonderful energy and do the same. Certainly something that I intend to and try to bring to our communities as well, because I have been shut out of circles, so to speak. I have been treated as if I'm not successful enough. Like, I've been on the other side of that. And that's why when you finally come across communities and people and mentors who don't do that to you, it's really leaves a lasting impression. Because again, you know, the opposite. So, you know, all of that to say, I really am passionate about A, helping you build multiple revenue streams in your business, because as I've shared many times, it was ultimately, when I look back on it, a form of artist burnout, a lack of focus, a lack of getting expert support that literally almost caused the business to falter, to stall out. It was super, super stressful. And it was exactly the same catalyst that got me to move in different directions. And now I've created all this space and time for my art to evolve. Not to mention, the artist mentors I've met are also from this community. There are so many different industries, and the artists in it, like I said, are showing me that seven-figure businesses are possible doing what we love. Doing what we love. And that's important to say. This isn't like a make money quick. This isn't it. You have to want to do this. You have to want to be in it for the long game. You have to want to take the action and put in the work that it takes to grow, like we all do. And when you do, though, and you have that combo, the possibilities for creatives are endless. And that's what we talk about. I invited Stu as a guest to speak to us live, and I wanted to share it with you here on the podcast. I specifically asked him why creatives are crushing it. Like, what is it about us in particular, artists, where this particular business model is just so well suited for us? And so if you've been thinking about it, I hope that you've joined the workshop. If you haven't yet, you can use the link in my bio, or not my bio, sorry, my show notes. It's been a minute since the podcast. Use the link in my show notes to register for the workshop. And then this Sunday on April 14th, there's going to be a masterclass, which really recaps a lot of the training that Stu does during these few workshop sessions. And you can also watch the replays as well. So as soon as you sign up, you can get caught up right away. And there will be another session on Thursday, April 11th. And if you can, stay live, because there's really, he does these super secret sessions and there's great info in there. I tune in, even though I've been working with Stu for 5 years, you know, you probably know the drill on this. I tune in because I'm at a different level in my memberships. Now I have two and I hear things in a new way. The market shifts. I love to hear the latest and I learn every time. It's the coolest thing. I was so oblivious to that possibility before. Let's just say I wish I loved learning when I was in school as much as I love it now. But I love it now and I appreciate every opportunity that comes to me. And I'm passionate about sharing opportunities with you only from people I trust, have experience working with, really believe in the work they do. So as I've shared many times, but it bears repeating, I don't take it lightly to refer you to someone, to lend my name to somebody. It's really important to me that you have a good experience and, you know, these are people that, again, I've worked with consistently for a period of time, and I really trust them to help you with, you know, this is all Stu's expertise. He's the go-to guy, and he has a way of teaching that is also very straightforward and simple, as he likes to say, simple Stu. So you'll love it. Just go open your mind, see what possibilities there are. If you've heard me share this before and you've been contemplating it, it took me 2 times to hear about it. I wish I had done something the first time. But if it's coming back around, just go listen. Invest the time in listening. There's a reason it's coming to you. Again, the link will be in the show notes. And enjoy this chat with Stu and some more shares from me on my experience as a successful two membership owners. All right, until next time, enjoy. Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Marisa. It's Marisa here. And I'm doing a special live today with a very special guest who will be joining us shortly. And I wanted to open with a little story about how I came to connect with this special guest and how this connection has really transformed my life, my business, and the way I approach my art, everything. And so as an artist, the thing that happens very often is that we end up doing a lot of work and doing a lot of work. But if we start building a business around our art, we end up sometimes having the potential for being burnt out. And that can happen in ways where when you're starting to think solely about creating art for what we would say commercial reasons, right? Whether you're technically a commercial artist and you're designing in that way, or you are, a fine artist, whenever you start blending the ideas around selling with the art that you're making, you just have to be aware that in that process of building your business, and again, thinking about selling the art you're making, that you don't lose touch with the art that you're making. And so in this case, after I think it was close to 15 years of solely supporting myself with my art, I ended up getting near burnout. And I love making art. I love making art. And I also love helping people to follow their dreams. Basically, anyone in earshot, I want to know what it is you want in your life and how can I support you to get there? And currently, my focus, my expertise is helping artists to build their business online if that's something that they're wanting. And as I was going through this journey as an artist and coming to that 15-year mark, a couple things happened. One is I didn't have mentorship. And so I was in a place where I was, really struggling. I was really struggling. And I didn't know how to get support. I didn't know what steps to take next. I had figured out so much by myself, but I was literally stalling like a plane in the air. I was stalling. My business was, I didn't know where I was going to take it next. And that is not conducive to inspired art making. I mean, that's not conducive to life in general. And that kind of stress just really started to wear on me. And what I do when I go through really challenging situations is I often think about, well, if I figure something out in this situation, how could I then share what I've learned with someone in order to make their journey easier? I feel like a lot of times when we go through challenges, that is ultimately what the gift is in that, is our ability to be able to support someone else going through a similar challenge. And so the short version, because I see our guest just popped on, the short version is that I knew I wanted to help people. I knew I needed to create changes in my business. And it was that merging of those two ideas that ultimately connected me to Stu, who's going to be joining us right now. I'm gonna go ahead and bring him on so that he can share a little bit more with you. But he has been my mentor for the past 5 years. And working with him has been life and business changing, as I said at the opening, on so many levels. And I'll share more with you on that. But today we want to talk about how what Stu's expertise is, which is building a membership business, using a membership model in your business, how that is just, incredible for artists in particular. And so on that note, Stu, I'm getting ready to bring you up. Hello. Hello, my friend. Oh, wait, let me make sure I don't hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Check 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me now?
Got it. Okay. Yay, good. Hello, my friend. Good to see you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I was thinking that I wanted to just talk to you about, in simple terms, and I have thoughts on this too, because it excites me so much as an artist. Starving, struggling artist, bye-bye. Why are artists crushing it in the membership space? What are your theories? Because they are crushing it. Like, pretend it's anything otherwise.
Some of the most successful memberships are art-based memberships. And I think there's a few reasons that artists are absolutely crushing it with memberships. I think one is that just the nature of art is compelling because it's a skill set that takes time to learn, right? And it becomes more of a practice than it does like an instantaneous, download, as an example. So you don't just go from not knowing how to paint to becoming a great, painter with canvases up on the wall. That doesn't happen like instantaneously. That takes time. Or you don't go from not knowing how to draw to becoming like this incredible cartoonist. Or you don't go from like not knowing how to knit to be knitting like all these sweaters and garments and all these things. Like, these things take time. And so that's one of the reasons that I think, art-based memberships thrive, is because people have a passion and an interest, and they just want to go deeper, and they want to be surrounded by other supportive people who are on that same journey. So I think that's number one. Number two is, I just think that artists lead more with their heart than they do their head. And that's a big rock when it comes to memberships, because the reason that people stay in a membership over a long period of time is because they're experiencing progress toward some final outcome or destination they're wanting to get to. And so as an owner of a membership, if you really care about your people, you really want to help them, you really want to support them, you really want to see them experience progress, then people will feel that and they'll stay. But like, the reason that artists are more dialed into that is because I feel like artists lead more from their heart than they do their head. So they're naturally wired that way. Whereas like a straight up business dude who's just in it for the money, is just in it to like make a quick buck, like that's why they see high turnover in their memberships, because the people can feel it. They don't care about their members. They just care about making another dollar. And so that's a huge differentiator in my mind. So this is why people like Sarah Williams, who's got a thriving, subscription box membership, and as well as a digital membership. It's why like Ali Kay, who's got a painting membership, she just welcomed 3,000 new members in, a few months ago, which is mind-boggling. It's why Julie Soule, who's a homeschooling mom, has this incredible membership site providing art lessons for other homeschooling moms. She's passionate about the art. She's passionate about helping other homeschooling moms. And it shows. It's why she's got thousands of members. It's why our friend Michelle Lloyd over in the UK, beautiful human being, has got an incredible membership, again, helping artists. It's why I think of
our friend Bonnie Snowden.
Bonnie Snowden.
Colored pencils. People are loving her. And Christine, who's teaching her Milky Way training right now. Like, it just, it blows my mind. I mean,
I could rattle off a whole bunch more. Like, the Alex Kincaid is another person.
Watercolor, right?
Yes. And she is a lawyer who just got burnt out. And so during the pandemic, she just takes up watercolor painting as a way to just calm herself down and de-stress, just falls in love with it. And is just like, you know what? I want to do more of this. So then she starts teaching some classes and then she eventually launches her membership and it's just like taken off like crazy. It's just the artists are thriving. So that whole notion of the starving artist, like that is so far behind us now. Like, it's not even funny.
Yes. It makes me speechless, honestly, because it's like, I've been waiting for this my whole business life, just to be in the company of artists whose mindset is entirely different. And they're all making their art too. All of us are making our art, and it's very, very special to see it happening. And I'm wondering, you know, I love to share your story. I love to invite you to come in and share more about memberships, because I just see so much potential and possibility, and just wanting to open up some ideas for someone who might think, gosh, well, I wonder if I could do, you know, I could do this. Like, I get the heart thing. All of us, we all get the heart thing. But could this really be cut out for me? And I know you're going to talk more about that tomorrow. You have your workshop kicking off tomorrow. Are you so excited?
I'm so excited. So excited because I can see the excitement in others. Like, you know, I did a post this morning on Instagram and I was just talking about five things that I did not do to grow my membership to 1,000 members. And one woman in the comments, she's like, I can't wait for your workshop. She said, because I've been doing all five of these things. And maybe that explains why I'm not growing. And so, like, that's what I'm passionate about. Like, this is my wheelhouse. This is what I've been doing since 2008. And I just love sharing it and empowering others to be able to launch their own memberships, because it can be life changing when we talk about recurring revenue and what that means for people.
And we're talking big, like big life changing, like for all of the people that you've mentioned, it's just astonishing and inspiring what they've been able to create. And what I was going to, and you too, you know, you love helping people and you lead from the heart, which is one of the reasons that I feel so connected to learning from you and continuing to learn from you, and how I've found this community of artists that I just adore, where the it's not just a saying, right? Collaboration over competition. We're living it. We're doing it. Mm-hmm. We are supporting one another. And it's, I think, like I shared the other day, I just have been looking for that for a long time. So it's special on all these levels. Again, why I want to share this with everyone. And the link is in this post for you to join Stu's workshop tomorrow. It's free. Just come and listen and learn and get inspired. And I wanted to ask you, so if someone's sitting there, they're an artist, they're like, this makes sense for me, this sounds intriguing, what would be something that what might be a clue? I mean, I would always say that alone is a clue to like look further, right? If you have that little bit of excitement, even if it's a little fear, that's okay. Excitement is good, like follow the thread. But what would you say to someone who's maybe never thought about this, or maybe they've, you know, been part of the experience before and they're thinking about it again? What would help someone kind of move from hesitation into action around this?
I just think just opening yourself up to possibilities. You know, we just live in an amazing time right now. And I know that the headlines can sometimes be cluttered with negative things that are happening around the world. But if we just take a step back and just look at the bigger picture of the time that we live in right now, where we can have like a passion and an interest, right? Like, okay, this past week, Marisa, I've been introduced to two new memberships from our community that I had no clue that these markets were even a thing. Like, one of them was Brianna. She helps people make these crocheted kittens. Like, I was like, what? And they're like,
kittens. I need to know about this.
Exactly. Like, they're like, but she has a membership site that, you know, is producing over $500 a month. She just started it, teaching people how to make these crocheted kittens. And then there's this other membership that I was introduced from our community. It's in the most peculiar niche. She teaches people how to make these mushrooms out of felt. And I was like the material felt? And my team's like, yeah. And then they're like, come take a look. And legit, like, they're like these mushroom figurines out of felt. She has over 1,000 members. And I'm just like, what the? And so I bring this up because years ago, like, if you had like a passion or an interest like that, you were likely the only person in your community or area that had that passion or interest. And it was very rare that you would find anybody else that had a similar passion. Like, I grew up in a small town. Like, I legit growing up had corn on one side, cows on the other. Like, that's where I grew up. So, you know, with all my weird little interests, like, I was the only weirdo in my community. But now, because of the internet, all of us weirdos can get together. And it's just like, oh, you got it. You like it too. This is amazing. And so this is why, like, to me, this is the greatest time to be living in, because the passions and things that you are interested in, there are millions of people around the world who share that same passion and interest. And so this is why, to me, it's such an exciting time. And so when we think about, like, well, what could my membership site be about? And I bet that people, even hearing some of the stories of others, are thinking, oh, well, now the market's just flooded. Like, no, there's no room for me. And I would argue, no, it actually gets even more exciting. Like, I think of Jennifer Chamberlain. She's teaching women how to paint, but she's specifically teaching women in their 50s and 60s. And in her first year, she did her founding member launch. She welcomed 20 members. That grew to 100 members by the end of the year. That grew to 200 members by year two. And then in year three, she hit her inflection point and went from 200 members to 2,000 members. And it's because she's got her messaging and everything dialed in. Like, this is what's possible. And so I would encourage people to come join us for the free workshop just to explore that possibility. And the other thing that I would say, as far as a reason why I think artists do so well with memberships, Marisa, is because building a membership business is very similar to art. There's a lot of parallels. Like, when we start, let's just say, you know, painting a canvas, it's blank, right? Like, in a blank canvas can be intimidating. Like, if you don't know where to begin or how to begin, it could be intimidating. You can just end up staring at that blank canvas for hours and hours and hours, not doing anything. Well, a business can be like that too. Like, you can not do anything because you're overanalyzing and overthinking and getting into your head instead of just leading with your heart. And so this is why I think artists have embraced this so well, because there's a parallel there. Artists know that the masterpiece, so to speak, is going to come from putting stroke after stroke after stroke, and you can adjust and tweak and make corrections as you go, but you got to get started. Like, that's the most important thing. And in a membership business, it's the same thing. Like, you got to get started. And I am going to structure that workshop in a way that will make it so stinking simple.
Yeah,
you to be able to get Stu's going.
Really good at that. He likes to refer to himself as Simple Stu for a reason. He's very clear. Makes it super simple, will not overload you and guide you through step by step. And Stu, do you have time for a quick question? I thought this was a great one from Marisa, and I have some ideas and I'd love to know. I'll pop it up here on the screen too. I'd love to know your thoughts. And it's good to see you, Marissa. She was saying, what if you don't necessarily want to teach, or at least not right now, what kind of membership could work for an artist? And just as a side note, if Marissa did teach what she paint, I mean, she's an incredible, incredible painter, but I'm not going to put pressure on her. But what would be an answer for you on this one?
Well, I think there are many ways in which you can still launch a membership site. One of them is just bringing people together who have that shared passion and interest. So even if you don't want to teach, you can bring other people in who may want and can speak to your audience. I think of John Gallagher as an example. So he was passionate about like herbs and using natural remedies to cure and help different colds and things of that nature. And so he was just passionate about it. He wasn't an expert and he didn't want to teach. And so what he did was he just created a membership called Herb Mentor. And he just brought in outside speakers to come and speak to his group. And all he did was curate the questions from the group to be able to identify the right people to bring in to speak and share with the membership. That has over more than 5,000 plus members in it. He's not the primary teacher or authority. And so I think there are all kinds of ways to be able to create a membership that don't necessarily require you to teach. But we've just got to open ourselves up to that possibility and just open ourselves up to bringing people together. What would you say, Marissa?
Well, this is kind of sort of funny. We were chatting in our creative little Voxer group. We go back and forth and we were saying how a lot of our members just love watching the process of creating. Mm. Like that's a legit. And so there was a joke that we would start a membership that would just be mixing colors and watching people. But it is true. It is so soothing to watch people make art. But I think, you know, beyond that is thinking about bringing people together to make art. Mm. You know, there can be possibilities creating community around a consistent art practice. You know, I'm doing a little bit of that in the Daily Painters. And Marissa's in there with me, but you know, I'm teaching part of my process, but I'm really encouraging people to stay connected to their art and their inner voice. And, you know, we're in the early stages of sort of developing that and wanting to bring teachers in as well to just explore. But that is really valuable. I hear again and again from artists in particular, because I think we tend to be introverted, which is good. I love that. But at the same time, we can get very lonely and isolated in our studios. So time and time again, when I ask for feedback or any, people are always like, as you know, Stu, the community makes all the difference. Coming mm-hmm. together with other people, like you were saying, you know, lovingly our fellow weirdos who love what we love, and like bringing us all together in a way that really helps us kind of step even more into what we love, like prioritize what we love, just being surrounded by people too, who really are championing the passions that we have, these shared passions, that what brings us joy, like the ripple effect of that is just so profound. And that brings another, you know, thought around why this is, I believe, like on a greater level, why artists are gaining so much momentum is that a lot of us are coming to truly value and understand how the process of art is bringing our own awareness of who we are. Like it's reconnecting us as individuals with who we are, the gifts we have, what brings us joy. And you just think, I just think there's just nothing better than that. There's nothing better. And to your point of saturation, I belong to a bunch of people's memberships because I want to learn more than I ever have around art. I mean, I've learned so much about business and now I'm like coming back to my own art side, being mostly self-taught and being like, oh my gosh, I want to explore all of this. I can like barely fit in enough time. So it's like, if we're all connected and we're doing this, and then you imagine how that impacts our personal lives, like that joy that we bring. And I know you, I know you know all this too, but I've had multiple people tell me how them connecting with their joy impacts their children.
Yes. You know,
then that becomes this, their families, their partners, their spouses, that becomes generational change. Like I, you know, small talk, I love small talk, me and my deep thinking. It's just like, you can see this beautiful transformation happening where the world is valuing art and artists more, and people are allowing themselves to step into creativity, whether they ever thought they were an artist or not. And because so many beautiful people that we've just mentioned are sharing this and their talents with the world, it's just like doors opening everywhere. Like, this is possible for you on so many levels.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, speaking of kids, like my daughter, Marla, she'll be turning 13 this year, and she loves art. She loves it. You know, she's passionate about it. She's always, you know, exploring it, watching YouTube videos about how to do this type of art, how to do that type of art. And I just think that that's what memberships provide people the ability to do, is to go deep. You know, and, you know, for Marla in particular, you know, she's a younger generation. And so she has always stuck to YouTube videos, and people might be saying, well, why would somebody join a membership if there's like all this content that's available for free on YouTube? And I think the big reason is that they want to be guided through the process. Like free content is amazing, and it's, you know, available in a massive abundance of it is available. But it's very random, and you don't form the community aspect that you do inside of a membership, where people get to know you, they get to know your art, they get to, you know, challenge you a little bit. And when they can see that you maybe are getting stuck in the same patterns, or that you're not, you know, challenging yourself or pushing yourself. And that's where membership just supersedes all other options, because they can have that community, they can have that guidance, they can have that support that they can't get anywhere else. And when I think about my daughter, like, and her art, that's what I want for her. And that's why we have, you know, memberships that she belongs to, that she logs in and gets that kind of feedback. And so to me, this is the exciting time, you know, especially for artists. They're thriving. And nothing makes me happier than seeing more and more people be able to tap into that art, you know, art side of themselves, and be able to let it flourish.
Same, same, 100%. And you mentioned something I just want to quickly add on, because, you know, this is like 5-year journey for me, and that depth that you're talking about, you don't realize initially what you're building and how that impacts people's lives. Like, when people start to stay with you year after year, and you know them, and you're invested in their success, or helping them with their, you know, they're connecting with their joy, all of the above, whatever market you're in, there's something so special about that. And the connection that is then built with members, you know, when you go on social media and you see other members supporting other members, and you know that it's, they all connected within your community, same thing, right? I can just go on forever about how beautiful the whole experience is, and how, if anyone listening is considering it, has any, like, it piqued interest, you just got to tune in and listen. You will be inspired. Whatever decision ends up being right for you, you will just absolutely be inspired by what people are doing. I'm never, in all markets, all industries, I'm constantly just astonished. I just love it so much. But that's because I remember, I was thinking, I'm an elder in the online space, as are you, Stu. I'm going to call myself an elder. And I remember when we couldn't do this. I remember the first time I like turned on a camera on my MacBook. And I was like, oh, we can record video. Oh my God. So to be able to see what it's doing, and that all this technology has matched with this moment in time, like, there really is no better time. Anyway, I want to be respectful of your time. You're getting ready for the workshop. I know you have a lot going on. Are there any, and we so appreciate you taking the time to come and share with us today. If anyone listening has additional questions, pop them in now. And is there anything that you would like to share before everything gets started tomorrow?
I just want to encourage everybody to come join us. You know, it's a free workshop. We run this one time a year, and this is it. It starts tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th. And I also want to encourage everybody to come join us live. And in fact, we are even incentivizing it because we will have a super secret segment that will only be available to everybody that's live.
Those are really fun, by the way.
Yes. And it will be edited out of the recordings. But I will just say this, that super secret segment that we're going to cover tomorrow, recently had a VIP day with one of my clients, you know, Lisa K.
Yeah.
And Lisa's audience, she's had a membership site for years. It's been steadily growing, but we identified like the one area, if she could just tweak this one area, would have a gigantic impact on all other areas of the business. And that was her audience. And she had, you know, a smaller audience on Instagram. It was just over 5,000 when we met in about a month and a half ago. And so we just focused on one particular exercise that I'm going to walk everybody through during the super secret segment.
That's exciting.
I'll just say this. In the last 30 days, her audience has now quadrupled. She's gone from 5,000 to more than 20,000 in a 30-day period. And it's because we got dialed in doing this one exercise that we're going to do during the super secret segment tomorrow. So come join us live. It's going to be epic.
Epic. Fantastic. Thank you, Stu. Can't wait for tomorrow. Wishing you all the best launch vibes, as we say, the workshop success and shares. It's going to be a great time as always.
Well, thanks, Marisa. I appreciate you, buddy. And lots of love to the artist community. You guys are amazing. Yeah. Can't wait to see you and support you tomorrow. See you, everybody. Yeah.
Bye. All right. Any closing questions? We just wanted to do a quick share with you today. I think Stu, I recently figured out, and I know Stu is the same. I think we're both like Enneagram 7, which means that we lean super positive, just naturally and very excited about what we do. So I just can't help myself in wanting to share this with as many people as possible. Also, you know, having the opportunity to work with Stu for this many years and to be a part of this entire community, there's just so much appreciation, respect, admiration, inspiration. It's just truly one of the best communities I've been a part of, and one of the mentors I really trust to guide me. Because, you know, I don't refer or recommend lightly. I really want to share people and opportunities with you that I trust, that have made a difference for me, that I know can make a difference for you, and just come and be inspired on during this particular time. I've been learning from Sue, like I said, for quite a while, and I love to tune in because I always learn something new. I always learn about more. Like he was saying, his community continues to grow, and he's becoming introduced to new membership owners and people coming into this community. And it's just been beautiful to see the unfolding of how many people are touching lives and having their lives change in the process. And it's just, yeah, it's one of, as I've said many times on this particular call, it's one of the best experiences to witness and be a part of. So if you feel inspired to join us, I dropped the link in the bio. And or not the bio on Facebook. It's in the actual post on Facebook. And if you hear this later on a recording, a podcast, I will drop a link there as well. The workshop will be continuing over the next week. So it's not all getting crammed in one day, but tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th is the kickoff and the live segment starts at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, and just come with an open mind and see what you feel inspired by. And until then, I'll see you in the workshop and I'll see you in all the places. I have lots of exciting things coming this month to actually carry on this theme of creating multiple revenue streams, which is so important as an artist. I was opening at the beginning of saying, you know, I reached a place in my business where I was really struggling as an artist and I was coming close to burnout. And, you know, that has nothing to do with how much I love making art. But when your business is solely reliant on your art making and the products that stem from that creativity, you really have to learn how to navigate. You have to learn how to navigate that balance between business and creative inspiration. And you have to keep a harmony there. Otherwise, it really can start to wear on you. And you don't want your art to feel like a burden. And you don't want to feel boxed in with the kind of art you create. So ultimately, just to close on the story that I was opening with before Stu hopped on, when I connected with Stu in 2019, I knew I wanted to help people. And, you know, it's important to note, you know, I wanted to start a membership because I had worked with students in the past that wanted ways of going deeper with me, wanted ways of continuing to work together. So I would run a course. Since 2008, I started running courses. I would run one and then I would go back to making my art, which was great. But then a lot of times people are like, hi, how can we keep going? How can we keep learning? And so I did a couple of starts and stops and ultimately created the Expansive Artists, which helps artists focus on the business side, you know, grow their business online, and to also find this harmony. To keep this harmony between the art making and the business, I started the Daily Painters, which is really that practice is how I built my entire business. And the Daily Painters is about keeping us as creatives and anyone. You don't have to be in business as an artist at all. It's about all who want to, you know, make art and have a consistent practice to come together and make that art together. So technically at this moment, I have two memberships. And when I connected with Stu, I had started one, but I realized I don't know how to keep this going, right? It's a long game. It's something that you want to cultivate and grow. And that's when it starts to get really, really good. Or you'll hear the stories of how people kind of find themselves through building the membership owners, and then they just accelerate all of a sudden because of the clarity they've gained from starting, right? Like Stu was saying, when we're working on a painting, we make a mark. We start somewhere. It's the same with business. There's no way to know, have it all figured out, regardless of the business, because a large part of figuring it out is taking the steps to build that business. That's what gives you the clarity to move forward. And so at that moment, kind of near burnout, not really getting the support I needed because I didn't know where to turn to, and stumbling across Stu's podcast. And I think I had also joined one of my first memberships, one of the very first people that was helping creative business owners. And I think she had was also working with Stu. And so a couple, you know, signs kind of dropped in at the same time. And then I remember listening to Stu's podcast when he talked about the Creative Girls, a group that came together in 2018 and have been friends and stay friends and have succeeded together in a whole variety of creative disciplines. And I just thought, this is for me. I love Stu's energy. I love how he leads with his heart. I love his generosity. And then there's creatives in here who are supporting one another. I was like, this is a no-brainer for me. I'm going to continue this journey. And without Stu's help, which happened before, and the community support, it's likely I wouldn't have continued with the membership. You know, there's a lot of like evolving and growing, and it's so important to stay connected to people who can support you through all of that. And for that reason, and because I get to work with the most beautiful members, I'm grateful as well that I chose to stay connected to this community and to continue getting support and to stay with the membership, because my free-spirited shiny squirrel self would kind of like get into things and then move on to the next. And this is something that I've really, like I said, have stayed with. And it gave me, it completely shifted my business in that I have all this space and time to make the art that I really love making. And at this moment, as I've shared before, to evolve as an artist. And you want to have time and space to be able to do that, because we don't want to be, we don't want to be boxed in. And the thing about your art is that when you become known for a particular style, or, you know, yeah, a particular style, a particular voice, but you want to expand, it can take a minute for your audience to come with you. And so that's another reason why, whether it's membership, whether it's licensing, whether it's all of the above, I have all of those revenue streams happening in my business, whether it's pattern design, there's so many ways that we can add recurring. Well, membership is recurring, add multiple revenue streams and income to our business. We want to do that. We want to do it effectively. We don't want to do it without focus or thoughtfulness, but we want to do that so we can have breathing space in our art, so that burnout doesn't happen, so that we can stay connected to the heart of our art, so to speak. It's really, really important. And I've been on all sides of this journey. As you know, or may know, I celebrated 20 years of being a business owner this year. So there's a lot I've learned through experience, and why I get so passionate about what I get passionate about in terms of supporting you and just wanting to like help shine a light and make it quicker, easier. You know, Stu mentioned that he's likes to keep things simple, and he does. And he's also just a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun. And I believe that building our business and learning from one another is also meant to be fun and not meant to be done alone. All of those things. So I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. You are welcome to reach out to me at any time too. If you have any questions, just let me know. If any ideas pop up and you're like, huh, I was thinking about this, Marisa, what do you think? Just let me know, reach out to me. Probably easiest to DM me on Instagram. Sometimes I don't see messengers, which is at Creative Thursday. And I'll keep an eye out for you, and I'll see you in the workshop. And I wish you a happy Wednesday. Happy rest of your Wednesday. And I thank you so much for joining me. See you soon. Creative Thursday is recorded by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and learn about how I can support you in building and growing your thriving artist business at creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. And if this episode has inspired you, share it with a friend and fellow creative, and leave a positive review so that more listeners can be introduced to the Creative Thursday message and mission to empower artists to know their worth, value their work, and consistently, artfully sell to their ideal collectors online so that they can make more beautiful art, all in support of living a life they love. Coming together as a creative community, we uplift and support one another while encouraging and being an example for more people all over the world to dream big and believe in what is possible for them.